Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Wednesday, the 31st of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. If it's a Wednesday, it means it's a man down mashup session when on the clock and Guardian Radio AM combined to discuss the latest stories, what is in the news. We've had a lot of guests this week. And so we've got a lot of stories to catch up on. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
I went blank just now. Good morning this morning. How are you doing, Erin?
I am good, thank you. Don't worry. It seems to be a...
Today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
That means it's Man Down Mashup Wednesday, right?
Right.
That's where we combine both shows.
Absolutely.
And analyze the news?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the right day.
Okay.
What is today's date?
The 31st of July.
July of 31st.
So we're one day away from the start of the Hannah Hasty Times family reunion. We're 3 days away from the start of the House of Colley family reunion. Mm. We're a couple days away from the opening of the lovely Bay Development Association homecoming, the Acklands Regatta as well. And we are one day away from Emancipation Day.
Who all celebrates Emancipation Day? Perhaps we need to have a show of that. I know Fox Hill, we definitely celebrate Emancipation Day.
Who holds formal celebrations of Emancipation Day?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I suppose I forget to write that down. And thanks for reminding me that. The people from
Gambia.
Gambia? Is it Gambia? No, the government place where Davis work.
Oh, AMMC.
Yes.
Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation.
Clifton.
And Clifton Heritage.
Yeah, Clifton Heritage is supposed to come there. I didn't write that down, but I need to write that down and see which date I promised them.
Listen, let me tell you something. You know who I just buck?
Who you just buck?
Mr. Davis himself.
Which one?
Junior.
Oh, okay.
Interpreter, historian.
Yeah, I just
got author.
You saw the Prime Minister again? Go ahead.
I mean, I wouldn't know if it was him or if it was the hologram machine.
Okay. But I know he's a cousin.
Because we're spending this money on something. I just don't know what it is.
I know we ain't spending it on Olympics. And broadcast it. I know that's where he's been.
We're
going
to get to that story in a second. I just remembered, you know what's big news in the U.S. right now?
What is big news besides the presidential race?
The Sonia Massey case.
That's an old case, isn't it?
Mm-mm. It's recent.
Go ahead.
Sonia Massey is an African-American woman who called the police to her home.
They
were intruders.
With a hot water thing?
The police, for some reason, entered the home. The police apparently acted like she was a suspect, even though she made the call, I think. The point is, though, at some point in the interaction, Massey was at the stove.
At the stove.
Boiling water. Mm-hmm. I think she's taking the water to put it in the sink or to cool it, take it off the stove to cool it down.
In a calm manner, by the way.
Right. I mean, mind you, she was upset that the police were in her house.
But she's having a conversation with them. It wasn't an irate conversation.
Well,
from what I saw in the video, it was
at some point, she was saying to them, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So but something happened.
There was a flippant conversation when he said, the police said something to you and said, you look threatening. He said, man, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an aggressive, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. She basically said, stop talking foolishness.
And she, I think, went to the pot of hot water or lifted it.
She was already had the pot of water.
And the officer shot her several times.
Yes.
Within her own home.
Yes. And she wasn't looking at him. She was
tending to the pot.
Mind you, a other police officer gave her instructions. Can you kindly take the pot off the fire? please. So she went
to follow the other officer's instructions,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
The reason I bring it up is because I saw a video yesterday of protests, of a specific protest in the U.S. It was Israel United in Christ had organized the protest.
Mm-hmm.
And they were many men strong.
Many men.
Many men. There were lots of them out there for that protest. I would say it's impressive.
Right, remind me of an old Malcolm X quote movie, but the incident with Malcolm X did, where he had disciplined men surround the police station.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it raised for me, you know, or at least it caused me to acknowledge the importance of leadership is the ability to mobilize people.
Yes.
The ability to organize people, to mobilize people, but to cause people to organize themselves, right? And no matter, I want to say, no matter what we think of the religious rooting or foundation of the organization Israel United in Christ, there are things of value to be extracted from that space.
Yes.
Things that we need desperately, which is probably why they are here, because they see that need, or they see the lack of a thing that they have been able to not just produce once or twice, but regenerate, right? And that is causing and compelling people to discipline themselves.
But I applaud any organization which will encourage black men to read the Bible, and not just read the Bible, to embrace the mandates in the tenets of the Bible. That is commendable, and they do that. You see black men reading,
mm-hmm.
which takes, there's a number of negative narratives we don't like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Black men reading, understanding, appreciating, and then turn their understanding of appreciating the Bible itself. That's something to be commended.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Sonia Massey case is tragic. But I think it's a clear indicator that the United States of America is not the post-racial developed state that we think it is.
I'm not sure I follow you there. And the reason why I'll say I disagree, mm-hmm. even though I acknowledge what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
It was two white police officers, right? Mm-hmm. One police officer had their camera on,
mm-hmm.
right? If it was in the 1960s, 50s, that camera was not going to be as a part of the evidence. The idea that this police officer turned in his video camera, mm-hmm. footage, shows growth and movement over the years, that he would do that to his partner, who he has a connection to saying, what you did needs to be judged. I'm not going to be a judge, but it's going to be judged. And then again, that camera footage has been put on to be being made available to the wider public.
I mean, so let's take the latter point first. What if it was just a matter of personal survival? Like, look, I may or may not agree with what you did, but I am not losing my job over it. I'm not jeopardizing my pension. There's a strict protocol in place for cameras. And if I don't operate this camera, it may be perceived that I was a part of the act.
But we have the narrative of the blue wall of silence,
mm-hmm.
right? And we even expect it. Clearly, he went against that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fallout he will receive by his fellow colleagues. And man, why did you turn in? You could play stupid or edit it. Well, I don't know if they can even edit
it. And this is it. The nature of the technology makes it, I think, impossible to edit at that level. The system has changed slightly, we perceive, but has the system changed sufficiently, right? If it were ordinary people, I would tell you, yeah, man, that a man turned in his friend for committing this heinous act, that he disregarded the communal and maybe even familial bonds to turn this person in for committing this act is one thing, but the police officer, the one that did discharge his weapon, that system should have eradicated it. The system should have made it impossible for him to be there, to have a gun in his hand. If anything, maybe he would have had a desk job at that point. But the critique is the Sonia Massey case a clear indicator that the United States of America as a whole is not ready for a black woman president?
I don't see the connection. I don't see the connection, even though I appreciate you asking the question. No, I wouldn't use that as an indicator.
Okay, let's go to the phone line.
But I would say this. We, in this discussion, we should have paralleled about the investigation of the police, because we have a senior police being investigated now. He's like, let me say this name and see what it conjures up in your mind. BK Barnaby, Basil Dean. These were superintendents of the criminal investigation, CID department, right? These were the epitome of
integrity
and policing. Integrity is subjective.
A part of
policing. When you say think of police, you call Basil Dean, you call BK Barnaby during the CID era, and say these are the people who does the thorough investigation of the Bahamas. This is the epitome of what represents policing in the Bahamas. We now have a Michael Johnson, who also is the equivalent of that.
In terms of rank?
In terms of rank and position, in terms of the CID. The suggestion, just a suggestion, I'm not saying speaking for or against, just a suggestion of that has ramification in how Bahamians view the police. And the idea that at this present time, I can ask you this now, do you know who is the senior police who is investigating the matter?
No.
There's no name. No name mentioned to say, I identify him. Oh, actually, they did. They said, Goodman. Goodman? I'm sure it's Goodman. So
a name was mentioned.
He's the overall thing, but not the person who doing
the actual investigation
to ask questions. So that's what I mean. Because I remember they put Goodman name in charge, but there is, I'm talking about the person who does the earthy work. That person hasn't been identified. Said, this is what we're doing, right? For a serious case as this, and where Bahamians are questioning the integrity of the police, and this is what I'm trying to get out, that there is a growing concern about regular Bahamians, and then Bahamians who are renowned or honorable Bahamians who are now saying, I wonder. And because that is an issue, there needs to be more done.
Right, so you're saying that the activity taking place today causes some of us to question the behavior and actions of former officers.
I'm saying that more needs to be done. And I don't think our Commissioner of Police appreciates the gravity of how is this impacting Bahamian society in terms of how we comfortable we are.
Confidence
that's
in the Royal Bahamas Police Force and state agencies.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
And the nature of the investigation or what has been exposed about the investigation so far perhaps erodes or will likely erode confidence.
And I'm concerned. And my point is, I personally believe Michael Johnson is innocent. And I'm sure that eventually that will be proven. But that still doesn't take away the concern, the fear, the anxiety that Bahamian citizens now have for the police force. And that integrity needs to be reinstalled. And what is happening now is not doing that. That's what I'm trying to get out.
Right. Nothing is before the courts at this time,
no,
right?
No.
Right. My concern is even if Johnson is innocent, is this conversation an indication of a culture that exists within the force where this activity may have happened before, Johnson being aware of that, used that as a lure in an attempt to get these men to turn themselves in.
Anything.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to comment on the first opening you had with the police shooting the lady who, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
Yes.
Don't forget now, they are following a mandate that a former president has given, you know, we don't need these voters if they're not voting for us, and I would grant you immunity if you eliminate them.
No, man. Trump ain't say that. Trump said that?
See,
Hold on. Are we talking about Trump? Because that's a total bias.
Name,
I know.
See, you said that.
Are we talking about Trump?
I didn't say who I'm talking about, and I'd like to leave it like that.
Why? Why? Because
I didn't call anybody's name. You did.
You said prior. That's why I said Trump.
There's plenty of them.
You said prior. That's why I said Trump.
Yeah. Well, okay. But all I'm saying is...
Is it Bush Jr.? Know,
I'm going to be granted immunity that I could pass on to you. But so maybe it's easy to get rid of now, police officers. You see what I'm getting at here? That's all. I'd like to leave it at that. But I'd like to ask Mr. Nouri something. Mm-hmm. If I were to run an ad on your radio station, Mr. Nouri, and I were to say to you, I'm living in Fox Hell, and I say that publicly on the radio, would IRCA have a problem with that, or would your station have a problem with that?
I do not know. When you say Fox Hell, you mean Fox Hell Prison, or you mean Fox Hell?
No, Fox Hell meaning Fox Hell Road. Fox Hell Road.
I don't know. I don't know.
Could I publicly run that on your radio station? How do you find your location? Fox Hell Road. Instead of Fox Hill. Would that be okay with your radio station to run?
And the persons who are in charge of that area would have to determine, so what is it that you're trying to say?
The reason why I'm saying that is because of this. I'm hearing ads on your radio station similar to that saying, my location is Carmichael Lode instead of Carmichael Road. We don't have an area in the Bahamas named Carmichael Lode, but you have people advertising that on your radio.
Really?
And I went, hmm?
Yeah, what a commercial about? So at least they draw to their attention. Why not?
You have to try bring it to the person who should be scanning these commercials, because it's one of the sponsors of a show that comes on around 4 o'clock.
Now, let me ask you a question, caller. Was the ad, do you know if the ad was created by Guardian staff? Like, do you recognize?
No, I'm saying you're running it. Caller,
I'm asking you a specific question, right?
I don't know who created the ad. What I do know is I'm hearing the ad on your radio station.
Sir, for a call of this nature, I would wish that you would be more amiable and open to questions. We're just asking questions so we could clarify what it is you're saying, not just for ourselves, but for the wider audience. And I know sometimes, Brayman will call in and say, Ms. Green, what are you really trying to say? But as the host, it's my job to ask you, what are you really trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is, I don't think you should have an ad running on your radio station, and the location of the place is...
Okay, so this is what we can do. I give you a number to call. 302-2300. That's 302-2300.
Thanks.
And
I got it.
And just so that you can, because I don't know which ad it is.
Yeah, but listen,
and I want them to address it.
If you listen to Naughty Show, you'll hear it, because one of his sponsors is a Creole show. And I mean, it's like...
Pause, caller.
But call that number. And
pause. Right. Caller. See? This is what we've been talking about. And I asking you what you're talking about, and you don't want to tell us what you were talking about. Initially, I thought you were referencing a matter with profane language.
No.
And pause. Initially, I thought you were referencing a matter about profane language, given the example that you used initially, right? What I was trying to ask you earlier was, is this a matter of pronunciation and accent? Are the people in the ad non-English speakers, or would we say ESL, English as a second language? In that instance, we could understand that words are pronounced differently by people from different language bases, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the inquiry that I was making.
I understand.
Pause. So now when we get to Lode, right? Mm-hmm. To Carmichael Lode. Now, let me ask you a question. If the ad was created by members of the Chinese community, did we know because of different languages and biological structures, right,
mm-hmm.
that we pronounce words differently? For instance, many Chinese people have difficulty using the word R, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so some words sound differently. We tend to make fun of it, but it's a real thing that cannot be changed without, for some people, serious elocution lessons. So are you making an inquiry about potentially profane language over the airways, or are you making a sly comment about participation by non-English speaking people in the market? Because the response will depend on how you enter the conversation.
Long and short.
Michael Lode in the Bahamas.
Long and short. I understand your concern. Call that number. Mention it. And then let those people analyze it and say, yes, they agree. No, they don't agree. So that's
the number one more time.
302-2300.
Thank you.
Okay, let's continue. Go ahead, Aaron.
Got some text here. Let's go to the text. First text says, Aaron, did you say that the religion of the organizer doesn't matter in a protest or organization? Dear texter, what planet are you on? I said nothing to that. I said that I observed that Israel United in Christ had organized a protest in response to the Sonia Massey killing. I said that observing the protest for a minimal amount of time caused me to think about the value that could be extracted from that organization. That's what I said. Tech says, are we talking about the same Sonia Massey who was told to put a boiling pot of water down and who also threw the boiling water at the police?
True. They ain't watched the same video I watched.
The person says, that's Sonia Massey because I watched the video too. Mr. Newry responded. Aaron?
Should the video... I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
The lady not even turn around. She lift up the pot. I was about to put it into the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she did that, right, with her back turned, mm-hmm. said, man, in the name of Jesus, stop talking foolishness. It was a dismissal type thing. Said, man, you imagining stuff.
Yeah.
She was shot about 6, 7, 8, 9 times.
Hold on, how many times?
Well, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Either. Pop, 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 pop.
There you go, text.
And don't forget, this man was about 8 to 10 feet away from her. This is a distance.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like he was confused to say, but my life is in immediate danger. You know, he's far off from this woman. This woman had to run toward him if she was intending to do that.
To cause grievous bodily harm with a pot of hot water.
Then I would have understood if he just shoot at her if she made motion to do such.
Absolutely. Let's go to the text line again. Aaron, the monitoring center needs to be investigated. They are suspected of giving out these guys' location. This is serious stuff. So for the last 10 years that I've been on radio regularly, I have highlighted the point that in a small island developing state, you need mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest that cannot be avoided. However, I think we could avoid a conflict of interest by legislating that former police officers can't own security companies. Another text. We really need to stop assigning to racism every aggression. Not all racism is aggressive and not all aggression is racist. Dear texter, all racism is aggressive. Like, it may be passive aggressive, but all racism is aggressive.
I didn't look at it as a racial issue. I looked at it as a bad policing issue, right? And definitely the police should answer for what he did. I don't think racism was involved. I think that the police had issues. He overreacted. He did not follow protocol, and he needs to be held responsible for it. I don't believe that he shot at her because she was black. That may have a latter influence that he didn't have no respect for or no regard for her because she was black, and then therefore he did it.
Which makes it a race issue because it means that you assign different levels of duty of care or you determine that no duty of care is required because of the race of this individual. Got another text. I'm so confused by that video. I didn't see any attempt by Massey to throw the water at the police.
Not at all.
The splashed officer reference coming near his feet was because he shot her. And she and the pot fell to the ground. Why did the officer shoot her? It's confusing. Texas goes on to respond to another point. No, they already had a black male president. The issue of race and possibility is past. The racists will, of course, be racist and make statements like the affirmative action candidate. The issue now would be, quote, female, close quotes. We've already seen the accusations of intelligibility because she doesn't have, and the text cuts off there. Have any of y'all seen the prospectus by Project 2025 coming from the Heritage Foundation? I saw a list shared by somebody, and when I looked at the list, I just saw that this has to be a spoof, right? This has to be fake news. This has to be Democrats trying to draw up outrage, right? From left from Democratic people, they say we call quote-unquote left-thinking people, because the list is outrageous. And one of the matters on items on the list is we won't teach about slavery in school at all and remove all books and about African American studies from schools. Yes, I do think we are not as post as we think we are. The text says they followed up the text. We already have seen accusations of ineligibility because she doesn't have children and she smiles and laughs. Well, Texter, you must be talking to me because I don't know. I think I prefer a non-laughing woman leader like a Merkel and a Thatcher. Laugh in private. When you laughing at the Biden, laugh in private.
She's too grinny. Let's go to the caller there, Aaron.
Good morning, caller.
I have no problem with her laughing. Just
see. Good morning. How y'all doing? Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Everything is good. Except for these BPL bills.
Yeah, but you're all in life. But he's a rogue cop anyhow, because his former, the police chief, then tell him why he wearing a uniform. He shouldn't even be wearing this lie. He's dishonest. He didn't get moved around about 7 precincts since 2020. The former police chief said he shouldn't even be wearing the uniform. If the former police chief had his way, the Sonya woman would still be living. But I think it's race. I think it's race because she's a black woman. He's a white, redneck cop and everything. 7 times, like CA said, he shoot it 7 times, man. That's a hate crime, man. And that's so sad. So that woman gets to lose her life just like that. So, yeah, I hope he get the death. I hope he get the electric chair. That's what it will be, yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Absolutely. Lots of texts, Mr. Nuri. Let's go through the texts. Aaron, you and I agree on this issue, and I've said this before. How can former police officers own a security monitoring company, and why do we have officers owning strip clubs that are not raided or shut down, yet other strip clubs are raided which are owned by civilians? You and I agree with this for once. Good morning, Texter. Here we go. Great show as usual. Nassau Gone Crazy. Producer, this text for you. They say, play Nassau Gone Funky. But I want you to look for a Frederico Suavo remix called Eat Cake Edit. Funky Nassau, musicians across the globe taking it and reimagined it repeatedly. Mr. Nuri, race was involved because if she was white, he probably would have helped her put the pot on the ground. Good morning. In my opinion, I think that confidence in policing is mostly eroding in Nassau, not the other islands. Good morning, Aaron and CA. I mean, people are dying every day. That gentleman did call and have an issue with the pronouncing of road to load. What he needs to know is the ad was not created for him. And I will 100% guarantee the Haitian community understands that it means Carmichael Road. And even for us of Haitian descent, sometimes have a good laugh off of it. They take things too seriously for no reason. Mr. Nuri, there's a story in the main section of one of these papers about Bimini. I want to read that in a second. But another text. But Barack Obama was always laughing. I don't get it. I know when she was interviewing Kavanaugh, she wasn't laughing. She knows when a serious face is required.
I know.
So
Barack inspired nations. Tell people quote and cite for decades. We still cite. I'm not sure if I know a quotable moment
from Harris.
Just one profound thing where you say, my God, this place is a Jesus. You know, this lady is a Jesus.
So,
oh Lord, she's laughing again.
As a comedian, right? And doing stage performance and improv. Here's this thing, and watching stand-up comedy for the vast majority of my life, right? There's this thing about women in comedy, right? Women in comedy either, you only have two states you could be in. You either have to be sexy or you have to be like disgendered, right? You got to be sexy. You have to look like you tried. You have to look like you made an attempt to look sexy. Not just beautiful, not just well put together, but sexy, right? It's fascinating. It's worthy of interrogation at another time, right? But it's a particular mechanism because I'm not the typical feminine presenting woman. I'm more masculine presenting in the style of clothing.
You need to wear a skirt.
Right? I was in a skit with the spot. It was like a prom skit. I had a date. Mm-hmm. And I wore this dress I have that I call my Amber Rose dress.
Okay.
Because you could only wear it when you do an Amber Rose like you're going out to be glamorous, right? Yes. And I had on wigs, I like to call them. I had on wigs because these was magical.
Okay.
And my mother didn't recognize me. She said she didn't recognize me on the stage in the dress, the Amber Rose dress, right? There's something, there's a mechanism there where either you're sexy or you're disgendered, right? And that is why.
So what you're saying about Miss Harris need to be what? Sexy or disgendered?
What I'm saying is I prefer a Merkel Thatcher style face
you
governing
me. A strong woman governing you.
Yeah.
Instead of one who like laugh. And because the danger of the laugh remains, people may not take you serious. And then question you now and say,
start playing.
They don't take things seriously. They start playing with you.
See, that's what the danger of sundress diplomacy is, right? That it may be effective in a small space for a short moment, but I think ultimately it undermines confidence in your ability to lead. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Texas said she ain't Barack.
Clearly. That's what we complain about now.
Okay.
Lord, we need a Barack.
The problem with Kamala as a frontline politician is she lacks charisma. She can't tell a good story. She can't catch a vibe. She can't catch a dance dead quick, and it looks natural and normal. Do things that are natural to you. Mm. Kamala will be more acceptable if she does things that are natural to her. What's our local example of that? But I tell you what the local example of that was. Yeah, I never seen Pinlin dancing.
No, Pinlin don't dance.
Right? Christy.
But he had fun, though. You saw him laughing and having fun.
Christy does the shuffle. Christy did the shuffle long before he came to politics. He's a junkanoo. Then we see Minnis.
No, Minnis should not dance.
Right. It's just not natural.
Leave that alone.
Yeah, we're not dissing you. I'm sure you at the party, you have a good time.
Yeah, just leave that alone.
And I sure, you know, if your wife gave you permission, you could dance with other women at the party. Mm-hmm. But dancing is not his thing. And that became, it was the first second.
Awkward.
Right. It's just not his thing. Do what is natural to you. Do what you do naturally.
Davis could dance. Going quiet on that, eh? No, Davis shouldn't dance either.
Great show as usual. The problem with Kamala is she is too liberal. And he said, the text goes on to say, I telling you the truth, she's extremely to super liberal.
I don't know what that means, by the way.
Okay, the text says, okay, I'll accept that argument hands down. Charisma is a requirement for leadership unless you in serious times and specific expertise is desperately needed. Absolutely. Okay, so there's a story in today's paper I wanted to read since we're talking about eroding of confidence in state systems. It is about the airport in Bimini. I'm going to pull that up right now, Mr. Nuri. While we're waiting, I went online to look at the crime reports. There's still something wrong with the Royal Bahamas Police Force website. Y'all just keep working. Pull an overtime shift or something. So when you go to the missing person's page, it depends on which page you access that page from, because the link on the new page takes you nowhere. But then when you actually can get to the missing person's page, all it has is missing person's flyers on it. It doesn't have a date when the flyer was posted. It just says when the person was last seen. It doesn't say when the person was reported missing. It has no details about the case itself, just a wanted person's flyer, which I found disturbing and problematic. Let's go back to the text line. Okay, pause on the text. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, C.A.
Morning, sir.
I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir.
Listen, let me just ask you a question. Do you think we have a smiley prime minister?
Smiley?
No.
Yeah, he smiles too much.
No,
yeah.
Our prime minister doesn't smile too much.
With them cap, with a smile.
Cheshire?
Cheshire.
Yeah. I think he's a smiley prime minister.
Our prime minister is a nice guy. Anyone who speaks to him says, I know our prime minister is a nice guy. So he smiles and it portrays that he is a nice guy.
He smiles at the wrong time.
So you don't think Miss Harris is a nice person?
I don't know. I still trying to question if she could make tuna salad properly. Remember the video that she put out that she thought...
You don't need to make tuna salad.
She thought that the video was important.
If you got money, you need to do menial tasks, man. You could buy them kind of things.
That's why I didn't like the video.
Well, I didn't see that. I'm not for any one of them. Mm. It's just the less of two evils in my book. Mm. But I would prefer her there because Trump is too negative. He is too, he's too antagonistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer her there, even though I don't like her morale.
Okay.
But, you know, that's my 5 cents on that.
That basically it's a tough decision for lots of people. It's not an easy pick.
You know.
It's a balancing of options. Okay. I think that's fair. Thank you.
I think he's saying that she's liberal.
I mean, he did say that. He said he don't like her morale. I know what that means. He doesn't like her moral stance on a number of issues. Yeah, I get that. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, it's not that we don't like her moral stance. I don't like the global impositions. You have the right to be what you want to be, but the impositions is what I'm afraid of as far as global agendas.
Okay.
And so as it relates to... You said you like a strong face like Angela Merkel and Margaret Thatcher. I call her Margaret Thatcher for a reason. Maybe you didn't grow up hearing the reggae song. But did you know that Margaret Thatcher and Queen Elizabeth had a fallout over her reluctance to deal with the apartheid situation in South Africa? She didn't show any form of urgency. I read it, and she just procrastinated for a while. So her and Queen Elizabeth did have a fallout. And out of all of the monarchy, I actually... Because I read up on her, I adore Queen Elizabeth than all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, just because of her character. You notice she didn't leave the palace when they bombed the city.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, most of our politicians would break off running because they've never been to war for anything. But
they break off running when the hospital can't handle them.
Yeah, but as it relates to Kamala Harris, it's simply, so you guys didn't fight me for calling the pimpers paradise, right? She's always laughing, man. There's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Let's look at the CNU. Made a statement saying he believed that the voice note officer is innocent. While he's a good friend of mine, I would like to borrow CNU AI brains, because if the narrative that it's AI to the imbecilic minds to believe that, right? AI can be used to discredit that counter narrative. I mean that narrative. You understand what I'm saying? So you can use AI to save his AI, right or wrong, Aaron?
You can, right. But I don't think.
Let's stop the mindless conversations here, but as it relates to our own problem here at home and the video you saw in the States, but obviously the police should have used a taser and et cetera, et cetera. I thought the shooting was and I couldn't even figure it out. But as it relates to our situation here, I didn't even want to comment on it because you see what's going on now. So just read between the lines. Don't worry about the headlines and the psyops operations that's going on. And I want everybody to listen to this. See, being street smart, you have to watch it for the poison dart. Now, I'm confounded as to why is it that if I have a chronology of murders, the guy on Prince Charles, your boy, the Fox guy, and now this new guy who was one of the last suspects in the theft. I don't know if it was a robbery, it was a theft of this money, right? Now, didn't they thought it prudent to ask him to be, or put him in police custody, protective custody, so they can investigate what really happened? It doesn't sound, you know what I mean? And so these are the type of things we look at. And so... We didn't get an uproar when we saw police officers. I've been seeing this for about 25 years now, where they pull up and they tell the ambulance drivers, the first care responders, not to bother with the suspect or the person on the ground. So they have the power of life and death and the license to kill. Nothing surprised me still.
All right,
and each and every one of us are to blame, because we're not an uproar about anything, but we want to sit and talk about what happened in the States. Basically, like I said, we're being kidnapped. Obviously, you see it on Mr. Strong Show, you cannot talk about anything. So even if you talk, you're being funneled. And your mind is being tunneled. So So it's no sense we discuss these things. It doesn't make sense. And so as it relates to the PM smiling, anyone who reads philosophy, you know, the PM has a lot of power right now, so he would always be happy. He could be ecstatic. But remember now, happiness hides despair. Okay, so, you know, that's why I'm afraid of people like Kamala Harris. When you're too happy, you know something I don't know. And everybody knows something that somebody doesn't know. Literally. You know, so we are all against, humanity is up against a rock and a hard place. But I guarantee you guys, educated or not, bookish or bookless, you guys will live to see. For the things that I was talking about the past 10 years, you guys will live to see all of these things reveal itself. I ain't trying to save the world, you know. I'm just trying to make conscious. Yeah.
Thank you, bless her. I make the point. I don't think CA was alleging that AI was stating that he thinks that Johnson is clear because that must be AI. He never intimated or indicated that at all. Let's go to the caller. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Morning.
Yeah, I'm calling in support of Donald Trump, and I hope he wins. You know, I don't look at individuals or individual politicians. I look at three things. I look at the legislation, their policies, and their program.
Nice. Okay.
And when I look at Donald Trump, don't support late-term abortion. He don't believe in open borders. He believe in NATO, that everyone should pay their fair share. If the U.S. is protecting them, then they should pay whatever is prescribed, but the U.S. can be a common problem. And he believes you have some Christian values.
You break it up there.
You do have some Christian values, Aaron. And then you look at Kamala Harris. What has she done? People big in account, but what has she really done?
She believes
in open borders.
It seems like she was the Nancy Reagan of this administration.
What?
It looks like she was the Nancy Reagan of this administration.
No, that's only happened after the debate, and we discovered that Joe Biden.
You all just discovered that?
Democrats didn't like her. She fell out of the race before she got, and this is the only this is the Democratic Party. And obviously, they're not living up to what their name is, because they don't believe in democracy itself. They self-appoint her. They didn't allow Joe Biden to have in the primary. They didn't allow anyone to run against Joe Biden. So what are we doing? That's just what the Bahamas want.
Well, thank you, caller, because you lead me to my next point. Thank you very much. I'm looking at the parallels America and the Bahamas. I'm saying if Bahamians are prepared to just run Trump out of town, I even heard Bahamians saying some dastardly things like, oh, it's a shame that he missed in the assassination attempt. The world would have been better off if they had assassinated Trump. And I wonder if Bahamians apply the same rigorous critique to their own local politicians. And if they do, why is it that you're not calling for the same things to happen to your local politicians? And I'm not going as extreme as saying to have them assassinated, but you have a MP who is before the courts on charges of sexual violence, right? Nobody is demanding, I mean, except for me. We all think I just order in lunch when I talk about Cornish Hen. Nobody is demanding that this man be removed, that the PLP cause him to resign, fire him, tell him he's going to have to ride out the rest of his time as an MP, as an independent. Why haven't the residents demanded a by-election, demanded that the party fire him, demanded that the governor general recognize their call for him to be removed? See, I see the prime minister smiling all the time. The last time I saw him smiling outside of an event at the U.S. Embassy, where it's his job to be polite to people, right, was when he was telling us it's a matter of trust. He didn't say that, but what he said is, oh, no, nothing happened to the roof. It was just the trust. And, oh, no, the contract just hasn't been reduced to writing yet. That's where he was smiling. The time before that, when I saw him smiling, is when he made the unfortunate and inappropriate statement on a Saturday, leaving what appeared to be a casual business meeting, when met by reporters questioning about him about the Cornish case. He was smiling then when he made those unfortunate statements. I'm going to show the office some respect and not repeat what it is that he said. We took it as lightly, we took that moment as lightly as he did. We laughed as heavily as he did, despite the seriousness and the urgency of the moment. Producer find out what the caller would like to address. Here's a headline I wanted to read into the record. Silver Airways temporarily cancels service to South Bimini due to issue with aged fire truck. Silver Airways has canceled flights to South Bimini through August 2nd due to an aged fire truck that experienced a mechanical issue in spite of proactive preventative maintenance. I want you to know that in spite of proactive preventative maintenance is in quotation marks. The Ministry of Tourism, Investments and Aviation said yesterday, quote, upon notification, the airport authority immediately began an urgent sourcing for the replacement mechanical parts. Y'all ain't getting a new fire truck. Y'all ain't getting two new fire truck.
I think one coming.
They need two, because remember, the other half of the island chain had no fire truck, and that's why all the house them burned down. I mean, other than the lanes between the homes are too small for a fire truck anyway, right? I wonder how insurance works in Bimini. This is a serious, serious matter. Airlift capacity in the Northwest Bahamas is becoming a serious, serious matter. Airlines are threatening to pull out of Grand Bahama. Airlines have not just threatened, but they say we got to stop flights until y'all get this matter fixed. And another fix. You fix the Cat Island runway with patches, and now you want to fix the fire truck with a patch? Buy a new fire truck, and then buy a new person to maintain the fire truck. Good morning, caller. Hi, sorry, caller. We are almost out of time.
I didn't even know Bimini had a fire truck. So that was a shock.
No, remember in the story, and I asked why they didn't put the fire truck from one part of Bimini on the barge and take it to the other part without a fire truck when the fire started. Let's go through the text line quickly. Aaron, I am deeply offended by the Haitian commercial that comes on Guardian Radio. What is the logic? If the commercial is for Haitians, why would a Haitian be listening to an English-speaking radio station segment? Is Guardian Radio hoping that those who speak Haitian tune in to listen at the exact time the commercial is playing? Okay, first of all, people don't speak Haitian. Texter, I just want to say, for your sake, are you to embarrass yourself anymore? Haitian people don't speak Haitian. Haitian people speak French. They speak a French Creole that originates out of Haiti. They speak English. They speak Dutch. They speak Spanish. They speak Russian. They speak Mandarin and Cantonese. The Haitian people are a diverse, a beautifully diverse and well-educated group of people. Another text.
So you cause all the lines light up now. Everybody want to talk about Haitians.
So the caller supporting Trump. Don't mind if Trump puts his hands over his wife's genitals when they visit the White House. You cannot separate character and leadership. Power will magnify character. Dear texter, I think that's the text of the day. Power magnifies character, and that is what we have seen in Bahamian politics easily over the last 50 years of independence. Last text, good morning, Aaron and CA. Humans don't see reality as it is. We perceive reality conditioned by the five senses and mind conditioned by survival. So white cops may perceive threats under certain conditions, while a minority cop may perceive normality and vice versa. I think a good point was raised. Why didn't he use his taser? See, when we talk about, is it a hate crime? Was it an act, right? Was it like malpractice? Was it versus a hate crime? Why didn't he pull his taser? That's why officers are outfitted with taser and less than lethal equipment. Oh boy, and one more text. producers start playing the music. Morning, Aaron and CA want Harris to be president because although some of the Democrats' policies are more liberal than I am used to, I prefer her party to what the Republicans have to offer. However, I agree with your assessment that due to her appearance, some men she interacts with may try to be cute. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She's perhaps thinking that she could replace charisma with Grinny Grinny. But you don't replace charisma with Grinny Grinny. Mm. Grinny Grinny is what is exposed when you have no charisma.
I have nothing else to say. Yes. Just start laughing for no reason.
Absolutely. We're at the end of this hour. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. I don't like how y'all be talking about women in leadership. I look at him dead in his eye.
I like women in leadership.
If he don't let me open the show, you know, he say he is the king.
I find that women don't allow me to compliment them. I find that frustrating when they're in leadership. I can't say, girl, you look nice in this short dress today. Think you're offended.
I come here to talk about nuclear codes,
and the short dress look nice.
You playing with me and all of our time. But to avoid that...
You know, I noticed our politicians' comment about, oh, we have a pretty MP today. They tend to say that.
Yeah.
And no one challenges them. I find that entertaining. That we can mention looks at a serious moment.
Yeah. Power magnifies character, eh?
Yeah. Anyway.
So inappropriate. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green and C.A. Newry in the Wednesday Guardian Radio AM On The Clock mashup. On the other side of the break, I'm going to throw a blow for women and see if I could get to the mic. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, sometimes in different languages, all day.
Now every day I pass, they're sitting right there. I'd give a dollar whatever I could spare.